We're at the Brooklyn Brewery with Alan Duval.
Al Duval.
Better let the man say it himself.
Alliteration.
And it is the most worshipful company of brewers, correct?
I think you can leave out the most.
Worshipful company of brewers.
That is correct, yes.
And Al, you're one of the brewers here, one of the many brewers at Brooklyn Brewery here in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And as we know, the deal is every couple months, one of the brewers is selected to choose their own recipe, their own style to brew on the system here.
Indeed. That is correct. This is the fifth installment of the Worshipful Company of Brewers. And resurrecting an old style, dark mild, but no aroma hops at all, 4%, drinkable, subtle.
This is an English style mild?
Yes, yes. Most definitely, yes.
And what kind of grains do you use for this dark colored mild?
Oh, mostly crisp products, crisp pale, crisp black, crisp chocolate, some carafa, and some honey malt. That does it.
How about the hops? What kind of hops did you use?
Fuggle hops for bittering. Fuggle hops.
Where is this beer going to be available? Where can people sample this?
Primarily at the Brooklyn Brewery, at the drinking room. There are a couple of kegs and casks that have escaped and may show up here and there at neighborhood bars, but definitely not far from 1 mile radius of the Brooklyn Brewery.
And the name of it is Dial M for Mild?
Dial M for Mild.
We could probably expect to see this at some of the area cask festivals that are coming up.
I wouldn't be surprised if one maybe showed up at a DBA cask. I mean, yes, DBA cask festival, yes.
And here at the release party, they're serving up a couple different versions. Can you tell us about the differences?
Well, there's the cask version versus the draft version, which there are obvious differences in that, in carbonation and slight yeast flavors. But I also infused some of the beer in about 9 pounds of cherries. And at first I was going to add that to the entire batch, but it wasn't enough to give it an aroma. So I just basically just put all that cherry-infused beer into a cask. And tonight we are allowing the customers to have maybe 15% of that very cherry, slightly tart beer with the rest of the mild. Or I actually have heard that some people have drank the whole cherry experience and they liked it. It's their cup of tea. So
how long did it sit on the cherries?
3 weeks. Plenty of time. There was no fermentation, though. It was the finished beer, so there was no added alcohol to the very little anyway.
Well, this mild is, I see by the stats on the sheet, that it's a 4% mild with, 11 degrees Plato, original gravity?
Just so, yes, exactly.
So it's one that you can sip for a long time?
Yes, yes. If I had a chair, yes, I would definitely sit down with this.
And Al, you've been at the Brooklyn Brewery for how long?
1 year and 1.5 years.
But you've been on the New York brewing scene for a long time.
Indeed. Since 1994, I worked at Zip City until it closed in 1997, and that became the tap room. I worked there until 1999, and then ventured down to Florida to no avail and started working at Heartland in 2001, and then moved to Greenpoint Beer Works in 2003, and then now I work here.
Well, congratulations on being this installment of the Worshipful Company of Brewers. It's a fantastic beer. We love it. We hope that they revive it and keep it going more than just once.
I would like that too, yes.
You got our vote.
Cheers.
Cheers.